State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, mate.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask, what is then?
Bring you Big Facts.
Right now.
Visit the new website today, BigFactsPod.com.
Coming to you live from Revolt Studios in the ATL, it's DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade, Shy Jones, and Big Homie Kodak, and it's time for another edition of Big Facts Friday. We here. What's up, gang? What's up, people? What's up, family?
What's your deal?
Sensational.
Everybody sensational?
Sensational. Mm,
can't
Let's
complain.
Jump straight into it since Jade is mugging me. What's the word of the day, mean mug?
The word of the day is astute. And the textbook definition of astute is having or showing an ability to accurately assess situations or people and turn this to one's advantage. The urban definition is being able to make large conclusions with only minuscule observations or being clever, quick, cunning, or... ingenious.
So basically, a nigga who just can peep game.
By intuition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, say that last part of the Urban Dictionary again?
You said clever, quick, cunning, or ingenious.
Clever, quick,
yeah.
Cunning.
So that's, it sounds something like intuition. I guess.
Astute.
What, is that something, I guess it is. That's something that you're kind of just born with. You can't like become that, can you?
I think you can.
Yeah,
if you study enough.
You can How? Sharpen it just like a knife.
How?
Because you can pay attention to things and focus in on like Trends. Noticing more shit that people are doing or notice people's ways or like, just like for instance, if you're taking a person, for instance, you can pay attention to like, if I'm studying you, I can pay attention to what upsets you. I can pay attention to what excites you. I can pay attention to what makes you happy, what makes you sad, what pisses you off. And then that way I'll have intuition or insight into why you do other shit that you do.
But that ain't really becoming it. That's just activating it. You got to be born with it, though, right?
Like, I know in private school, they have, like, certain kids, they call them astute students. Like, is that, like, those kids that was just, like, they just got it?
They're just aware? I don't know.
Like, you know, like, astute. Like, well, I'm trying to make sure I understand the definition. Like, very clever, like, you know.
In Atlanta, we had something called the tag program. We was taking classes in the trailers. That sounds like the astute kids.
Isn't the keyword?
Yeah, that's what I was like. I just remember in high school.
Awareness? Or what's the keyword? Did I hear
astute.
Wrong?
The ability to accurately assess situations or people and turn this to one's advantage.
That's a nigga who catch on quick.
Awareness, yeah. Be aware.
Or could it be like somebody that's like in like the military? Could they be astute?
Very.
Because in military.
And did they go to the military astute or did they become astute because they try? They got to be aware to say they
like. Yeah, you
got to be. I'm just going out for, can you become astute? You can when you go to the military, because like when you become a sniper or something, they got to train you for all that shit. You got to be trained on when and everything.
Or are we all astute to some? Are we all astute to some level and we can become more astute due to circumstances?
It's just like anything in life. You can have a skill, but you can hone your skill and become an expert at whatever it is.
So you were born with it.
You can't become an expert singer.
But that's not being
stupid.
Why can't? I don't think
you can. You can go to Jan Smith and take voice lessons and become Usher.
Wouldn't everybody do that then?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why niggas ain't doing that then?
Yeah, everybody would do it. You can't.
Because everybody don't know about Jan Smith.
You can't become Kobe Bryant.
Jan Smith can't make it. You know how many people she done failed? What her name?
No, but what I'm saying is it's possible.
No, it's
I'm
possible.
I'm not saying it's always going
to
work.
We know it's possible.
Everybody could go to Jan Smith and goddamn become us.
No, I'm saying we know it's possible. I'm just saying that's how we're related to a student. It's like you can't become Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron. That's not guaranteed. If you work hard as fuck, it's not guaranteed you'll become them. That's
but I get what she's saying. She's saying you could develop it over time and with
practice.
Yeah,
because a lot of great niggas became great, especially in sports, through practice and hard work.
But some of them niggas already had their goddamn God-given talent.
That's
they
what
just
I'm
needed
saying.
This shit to be.
But if you don't
up.
Work your talent, you're not gonna be shit.
Absolutely.
Oh no, for sure.
Absolutely.
But some of them niggas just can't play nothing, no matter what.
They're not athletic.
They're not like.
They don't have the skills. They don't have the basic fundamentals to get to that next level.
Yeah, they body ain't even made like that. Like, bro, you can't even move right. Like, you ever just seen a dunk ass nigga can't do shit. Like, bro, you can't dance. You can't. That ain't for you.
Yeah.
Certain shit just ain't for certain people. But you feel like you still can be taught it. Huh?
You can be taught it to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying with astute is, I guess some people, I'm just thinking, I don't know for sure. Some people might be naturally more astute than others. But what you're saying is right. From life circumstances, you can become more astute.
Yeah, I agree with that. You can become. You can gain it, but if you got the God gift, the talent of it,
you can
you recognize it. You can use it to some bullshit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can use it for some bullshit, right?
Yeah, no, that too. You can use any gift for bullshit or good.
It's like if you can assess people, like you can assess them very well, you know what they like. So you'll play on that. Mm-hmm. You get what
and
I'm
use
saying?
It to your advantage.
And use it to your advantage, like they said in the definition, like. Mm-hmm. If I know she just want to be loved, I'm going to act like I love her.
He's going to love bomb me and make me think that he overloves me to get me to fall into whatever trap he's trying to create for me to be able to be manipulated to do whatever he wants me to do.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So when should you... How do you become... This might not be a word. How do you become self-aware of your astuteness? Is that a word? Astutity?
Astute.
Astuteness.
Astuteness, okay.
Astuteness. You become self-aware of your astuteness when you understand that you're different from the rest.
Okay.
Everybody different from everybody.
I guess.
Tomato, tomato.
I guess in what way?
Potato, potato.
Like, if you notice things at a higher frequency, you... just catch on to things quick. I think you can say that you're more astute in certain things than other people.
Okay. So what's the opposite of astute?
Oblivious.
Oblivious.
Okay, yeah.
That's true.
Oblivious or
fact checker.
Oblivious or ignorant.
Oblivious or ignorant. So,
but can you be astute in like a certain subject?
Yes, of course.
And only in that subject.
Yeah, you can be astute in. I don't know.
Like the street. The streets. Like, you're an astute person in the streets, but you
might be oblivious to the corporate world.
Okay. Like if you was in, like when you were in school, your PE teacher was astute in exercise science, but they probably don't know shit about mathematics. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there was astute in PE. They don't know shit about how to put algebra together.
Mm-hmm. So is it always a good thing to be astute and always. Be aware?
It could be a gift and a curse.
You think, like, because isn't that where, like, ignorance is bliss would come into play? It's like, you're so astute. True. You're so astute, you're aware, and you're so on point, and you're just astute. But that's just like sometimes if you just don't want to be astute. You don't want to know.
That's just like if you had a superpower where you could read minds. Like, okay, true enough, you can read people's minds, and you can find out information that you want to know, but you're also going to find out shit that you don't want to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think like a real world example of that is like with scientists. Like scientists been telling people that the world's been it's fucked up. We need to change our ways for the longest. Now imagine you know like when the world gonna end. You wouldn't really want to know that shit. Well, I wouldn't want to know that shit.
Yeah, like your last day.
Yeah, like you know where your last day is. Scientists know that you know we're heading to a point where we won't be able to return from.
Yeah.
Why you wouldn't want to know?
I wouldn't want to know that because. It just...
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it puts a lot of doom and gloom on every day of your life. Like, if shit end tomorrow, it's cool. I had fun. But if I know when shit is going to end and, there's nothing I can do to stop it.
They got a max out date or they have a release date. It's like if you in there just chilling or whatever, waiting to go to court, then, you know, you just kick back chilling, trying to figure it out or you just going to kick back so you know what's going on. But once you get the release date, that makes your days longer because you know, like, I'm getting out this day. But I'm just waiting to pass the time, and this shit is going by slow as fuck.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you send that motherfucker and you don't know when you finna get out, that shit pressure. But if I know shit, I got this amount of time, I'm finna just do this and figure this shit out, finna know how to live. Because if I know the world gonna end in 2024, shit, I know I'm finna goddamn live. How about to go gloomy for?
Should we be living anyway, though?
Huh?
Should we be living anywhere?
I'm just saying, but I feel like if you know this shit finna be all over, everybody knowing this shit finna be all over, y'all feel like it's gonna be chaos.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Totally.
Absolutely. Just think of what COVID did. People was taking themselves out for COVID. Yeah. Like, they thought COVID was gonna kill the whole world. People killing themselves and their whole damn family. So just imagine.
Spent all that money, thought they weren't gonna have to pay it back. Now they gotta pay it back.
Yeah, that too. But just imagine if people felt like they was going to die.
There have been doomsday cults, right? So like,
remember 2020?
2012. Yeah,
2020 the world was supposed to end. 2000 was supposed to be one.
And people was really killing themselves because they're like, shit, everybody finna die anyway. Might as well go out on my own terms. Man, still here 30 years later.
We was looking at 12 o'clock. But I always used to wonder this when they used to say that
2012. What that mean?
We supposed to all die.
The Mayan calendar. The Mayan calendar ended. They thought
and they said the world's gonna end in 2000.
In 2002. But this is what I always used to think.
It wasn't chaos, though.
But then it didn't make sense because if they were saying the world was going to end, and you got to think about it, I was in California. The time zones was different. So I'm like, well, 3 hours ago, New York's still there.
Right.
So
what the fuck?
None of it made sense for real.
So why is it going to make sense if they say the world is going to be in goddamn next week?
I think he's saying a hypothetical situation if they said
a comet about to
some
hit
shit on the way to the earth and it's 4 days away and we can't help y'all. Like a comet finna hit in 4 days.
What the fuck is they?
What would
to
you
even
do?
Say that?
The scientists can see what shit.
The scientists can see all that.
These
shit.
Are the same people that predict this dumbass weather that we're having right now.
I'm just saying that there are comets big enough to wipe us all out.
Comets that be coming all the time. That be moving around.
Earth gets hit by a comet every day.
Yeah, but what if they told us we only have four days? What would you do?
Sure, smoke one.
Just smoke, get high as hell
for 4 days.
Call my people. Hey, I'd still be regular. I'd still come do this.
Really?
On your last four?
What if it don't end?
On our last day,
I'll go crash out and do some dumb shit and all this dumb shit, and then it don't end.
That is true.
I ain't gonna come do this shit.
To what she's saying, I'm saying you see that motherfucker in the sky.
Yeah,
see it coming.
You see it.
That don't mean that shit can't go the other way.
Yeah. Nah,
don't crash out.
That shit in the sky, hey man, going to fucking crib.
Don't ever crash out.
What you gonna do at the crib? You can't hide.
Going to my house. Be with my people. Well, you oh. gonna, all right, for sure, yeah. What I'm saying is live life. I ain't gonna panic. You ain't shit you can do.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So I wouldn't want to know.
I'd be one of them niggas be that did the wrong shit, then got to face the consequences. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Man, this shit ain't over.
You hear me, one of them niggas, let's go rob the bank because we can.
But then we're going to rob the bank for no, I'm going to do some bullshit.
Like some
Purge.
That shit ain't going to help nothing.
That ain't going to help a damn thing. You're going to help
him. $200 million. Nothing matters at this point.
I don't want the money.
What
he
you
said
want?
Purge. Look, man, he ain't, look.
I just want to leave.
In your way, since the comment taking this out, I might as well come get you first.
Yeah, you ain't going to make it see the comment, buddy.
Nah, I'm just saying, no, you man. Can't pat it. Shit.
But I wouldn't want to know.
I just don't be believing that kind of shit.
But that's part of being a
what you don't believe in?
None of that shit.
You don't believe a comet can hit the earth?
I'm saying, if they tell us, I ain't going to believe.
Oh, you got to see. You got to see.
Science,
because at the end of the day, like.
You got to blow me up.
Yeah, like, y'all ain't never told us that.
Right. Right.
They do be lying, especially about this weather. They be
in Atlanta, they be wrong.
They be big wrong.
It's about to snow for 5 weeks. Bitch, it was sunny as fuck. What happened?
Yeah, Atlanta weather.
I just had to see it with that. I don't want to hear that shit.
That's part of what I guess being astute is. It's just, I guess in everyday life, like, you just, so in real life, not like comments in the world coming to an end and shit. Sometimes we know shit. We just know. And that's like a gift and a curse again. Do you want to know?
Do you think when you accept shit, that's when it become real to you?
I say it again.
I think,
that's a good question.
I think that's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Huh? But what if it's a reality though?
Wait, except
what? Like the effects of eating bad food or like smoking cigarettes?
Nah, if they, I don't. What,
say
what,
it again.
What if it's
you
a reality? Like?
If you put shit in your mind like, damn, I could die from COVID.
You're going to catch
it. It gives it more power for sure.
Yeah, it'll make you sicker.
Yeah, for sure.
I do believe there's power in your tongue. So I do believe that what you put out,
not even said, like you just believe it. Like, damn, I got to go get that. I got to get goddamn. 3-4 goddamn shot, the booster, the juicer, all
anything
this shit.
That you believe. Because
I'm scared,
has
I'm just
power.
So scared of.
Anything that you believe has power.
Well, have you ever seen
think about people that just don't give a fuck, like. Fuck.
Man, I know
some of the people died too, though.
That is true, but I know some people that didn't give a fuck, that didn't wear no mask, that didn't do shit, and they ain't never caught COVID.
They straight. Most of them.
What? I was the one that was in the gym trying to eat right, trying to do all that shit.
No,
what's the gym that caught COVID?
Me too.
Me.
And caught COVID. Like.
No, for sure.
COVID
probably
didn't still
catch
it.
COVID. I probably did catch it.
You probably did catch it.
You did have it, but it was before, like, it was before it was COVID.
Now, you probably caught it before they even put the, like she said, before they put the name on it.
Yeah, the concert. We had that concert.
The November before.
Because COVID was out.
The concert was January.
That concert in January. I was sick as fuck.
The baby shit.
Oh, yeah.
But who's to say that was COVID?
I see what you're saying.
Nigga, it could have been COVID. You just didn't go get tested out.
He didn't know to get
there. Was no COVID yet.
There was no COVID.
You think it's just the cold shit? Why you gonna get tested?
Yeah, it was in January. It was the January before the COVID shit jumped off.
Oh yeah. Because
COVID didn't hit till like February.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that shit hit like March. April.
When we put ahead shit show, that shit's supposed to be like.
You did the baby concert.
They canceled the shit.
You did the baby concert. I remember it was a football game, so it was January. It was a playoffs.
Yeah, January.
It was January 15th.
It was playoffs. It was the Packers and the 49ers.
Yeah.
The Packersons?
I was sick as fuck. All that.
I'm talking about sweating and all type of shit, but I ain't never had COVID. They ain't never told me. Every time I got tested, I ain't had COVID.
But you didn't get tested.
How many times you got
tested? 3.
Oh,
I just got tested 2 times here. Coming up
nigga,
here.
Nigga, that was yesterday. That's a week. What are we talking
y'all
about?
Y'all good, though.
Then I got tested at the, we went to one of the summits or some shit.
Revolt Summit?
Yeah.
And probably the Big Facts.
Big Facts Live.
But how that shit go when you got them, when you could test one, it say negative and test another, it say positive.
False. It'd be different brands and it'd be false negatives with false positives.
You know what I'm saying? So when you just, I don't know, I ain't telling nobody what to do, but I feel like, man, when you dismiss that shit, and it don't
happens. It doesn't have any power over you.
That's not necessarily true.
But
it's not
all the way true. But some people, it worked like that.
Have you ever seen somebody get hurt?
Because you got to think about how many people dismiss the fact that they could possibly catch an STD. Niggas ain't having sex thinking they could catch an STD, but you still wake up, your coochie and your
but you know you fucking a whole raw, you can catch something. That ain't.
But I'm just saying, you're not thinking, like with COVID, like you around people, we supposed to have masks on and all that. You're not thinking about it, you're dismissing it. And what you're saying is
COVID's new shit. Nigga, they been bunny ass since the goddamn 60s. COVID's new shit. Like, this new shit. Like, man, I don't know what this is. Right. I ain't trying to sound ignorant or nothing, but it's just like, what is it?
You ever seen somebody get like a physical injury and it don't hurt until they look at it?
Yeah.
What?
Bruh, I do this all the time. Like, just even you stump your feet.
Yeah.
And you be like, I ain't thinking about this shit. This shit hurt, but I ain't thinking about it. It should go away.
You look at that
shit. You ain't gonna lie. You go to, your ass gonna be down about 20 minutes.
Facts.
I hit my toe the other day on TV, like, man, I just kicked the motherfucker, kicked it and busted it. Because TV's on the floor, I just got it. It was on the floor, kicked it and busted it because I stumped my toe and I kicked the TV, like, damn. Just got mad at the TV, but my feet weren't even hurt no more because I was like, fuck.
You busted the TV when you kicked it?
Yeah.
You broke it.
Talk to it. You ever hit your shit on scene like, stupid ass TV?
Yeah.
Buddy can't hear that. You got to go buy another one of them, buddy.
You trying to have a conversation.
Yeah, I turned the motherfucker on there. I'm shaking it. Trying to you know how she had a little different color shit? Like,
you done fucked it up.
The fuck done.
The screen fucked up.
That shit blue, yellow, green, all kinds of
things. I like a warning.
No, like it's over with.
No, like you spilt something off it. Yeah.
Nah, but I feel like you give power into shit you think about. That's just like same thing, like negative thoughts.
Yeah.
You reject negative thoughts, you're not going to start feeling anxiety or stress.
Right.
But it's the power of controlling your mind. Everybody's not. It's very hard to control your mind.
Facts.
It's like very difficult. Like, I don't know. Have y'all ever had like random thoughts of like, just random stupid shit like death or something like that? You got to literally get your brain to stop trying to think about that shit. Like, that is very hard.
It's called the imp of the unconscious. It's kind of like you having
dark thoughts. Say it again. It's called what?
The imp of the unconscious. If you have like a dark thought in your mind, you got to goddamn just snap that shit away because it's like, nigga be thinking of some evil shit.
But ain't that the same thing, thinking that you finna catch monkeypox? Ain't that the same thing as goddamn evil thought?
I feel like any of that shit, you got to just snap yourself out of. Cause you ever thought about some shit and it'd be like, damn, this is the most random shit ever. But then that shit happened.
Only way COVID started seeing it, like back when the COVID shit came, when I started seeing like people actually getting sick and passing away from COVID. But then even that, it was like, shit, I don't know nobody done died from shit, from actual COVID. I know people that were sick and caught some more shit and caught COVID and died. Mm. I guess if you was already
had some other shit like cancer.
Yeah, COVID, fucks you on up faster.
It affected your immune system, so you could die from shit like the common cold.
You know somebody got small... I mean, what is it?
Monkeypox.
Yeah.
Hell no.
My nail tech homeboy got monkeypox.
You seen it?
I didn't physically see him because I wasn't trying to be around.
It ain't a lot of people that got that shit.
No, it's not the whole
bunch. What shit is?
Chickenpox.
It's like the chickenpox times 10. Yeah.
It's like but monkeypox
did around. No, nobody died from
very
it.
Very few.
I haven't heard of anybody die.
Yeah, they got like
this shit. Just look bad. It's real.
People die from monkeypox.
Yeah, and people die from chickenpox.
How you die from chickenpox?
Before people got immunity from chickenpox. People can die when some shit is new. Until we develop herd immunity, people can die from it.
Yeah, that's a big
deal.
But
what makes them die?
I don't know. I'm not the scientist. I'm just saying there have been cases of people dying from chickenpox.
Now
the question is, did the people have chickenpox?
Plus something
and
else?
Cancer and this and that. That's the question. I don't know.
I've never heard of nobody dying from chickenpox.
There's people who have gotten chickenpox.
I'll be honest.
Do kids still get chickenpox? Do kids still get chickenpox?
I ain't seen none of my kids.
Because I had chickenpox as a kid. But I haven't, since the 90s.
It's
kind of
like a mutation. We got like a positive mutation for it. Like niggas that just ain't getting it no more.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't heard of like chickenpox. I mean, the flu is different. People die from the flu every day. They said they need answers. About what? When
I get big fat. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million-dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Where a lot of this new shit coming from, though?
Mm-hmm. Everybody just being around each other. All these German people. People not washing their hands.
Man,
people not washing their hands. Everybody wash their hands.
With animals, too.
Man, what about nigga slave shit? Them niggas weren't washing their hands.
Nah, I'm saying, but them people weren't the people eating shit they ain't supposed to be eating.
That way they're coming in that food
rats
and shit.
They ain't supposed to be
eating
shit.
Bats and rats. Who eating bats and rats?
Eating bats and rats. Them
people.
You need the iPad. People eating bats and rats.
It's a delicacy in other countries.
Bats?
Yes.
And rats?
That's Batman.
I'm not going to say that because opinions. But yes, yeah, some of the shit is coming from the shit that people
That's
eat.
What people be saying with Chinese food.
All right.
I'm not saying
I'm
it's
just
true,
saying but... people eating shit they ain't supposed to be eating.
And you think that that makes us have these random diseases?
Yeah, because these animals carry those diseases. And once you eat that shit, it's in your system. You fuck around with somebody else, now they got the shit. But it get in your system and mutate into something else. And it gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
Food come from birds.
Yep.
How they producing what? All this new ass food with no farms and shit?
Because it ain't real food. It's like you eat a paper and shit.
They replace the farm with a lab.
So that where that shit comes from?
You eat a fucking chemicals. We eating chemicals and shit.
They can make people damn near it, and they can make food. And
man, animals. You see how they be making them big ass fucking cows and shit, shooting them, and then they just get huge as fucking.
What
eating.
They doing?
Hey,
cows taste the best.
Mm-mm.
What?
Huh?
You said them cows taste the best.
Yeah.
Oh, you one big GMO. Damn GMO. But
I'm astute.
Yeah,
but
being
I was
astute.
Say that, like, if somebody, like a chemist, would they become, like, astute? Are they, like, astute
They
people?
Know. Scientists know shit. They do. Mm. Any field you in, you know shit. We know more about media and music and shit than the average person. If they knew the shit that we knew, then who knows what they would do. But I'm saying, you just know more about shit. Doctors know shit.
So when you get if you get a degree, does that make you, like, astute in whatever?
Or is it just by experience? That's a great question.
Yes. Or is it about experience? Is it experience that make you astute, or is it like degrees?
I think it's a mixture of both.
Okay.
Well, the degree is just you were able to do this certain paperwork better than a lot of other people. You was good at paperwork for whatever this subject is. That's what a degree is to me.
So when they say, kind of going back to this, ignorance is bliss for the people right here. Would you rather be ignorant to certain shit and just not know?
Yes.
Is that a happy place?
Yes.
I do.
I'm that way too.
Yes.
I do.
It depends. We got to talk about situations.
Yeah, it depends on certain situations.
Yeah, certain
situations, I don't even want to know. I don't even want to hear about it.
I want to know. And certain shit, I need to know. I want to know. I want to know.
Think about that innocence when you was young, like a kid. You ain't no shit for real. You just...
Yeah.
Around.
But I was also that kid that was always into some shit. I was also trying to figure it out and trying to find
some shit,
most
too. Most kids, they're curious. But I'm just saying, like, we ain't had... Sometimes problems are created with knowing just too fucking
that
much.
That
so
is
much.
True, too. Yeah.
Seriously. So ignorance can be bliss. That doesn't mean this...
Because what happens is you know so much, so you're not able to properly process it all. And then there comes the stress and anxiety of trying to figure the shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at it this way. I feel like social media has exposed a lot of people to way too much information that we should actually really know about each other. We know way too much about what's going on in these celebrities' lives because of what's available on social media. We know way more about each other than we should know about each
other. I think that should take the value down of a person, too.
What you mean?
When they know a lot of stuff?
No, with social media and YouTube and all that shit, like the access to them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, remember, stars used to be stars. Like, you see a movie star, like, damn, that's...
And you run into him.
Damn,
crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, now, like...
That's that nigga, Bill.
Right.
Now, they're so familiar, until it's not even a big deal.
But, and then you start calling them by their name, like, you really know them for real. Yeah, like, you really know them for real.
That's why niggas like Jay keep that kind of...
Jay, Beyonce,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You said mystique.
Yeah.
Is that, like, mysterious?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Jay, Beyonce, they got it figured out. They make sure they stay away from certain shit. So.
Do you think they're happy, though?
Denzel don't even got social.
Yeah, they
have.
Huh?
Denzel don't even got social.
Prince, Sade, shit.
You think Drake still got the mystique, or he's too available?
That's an interesting... I was just kind of thinking that. Drake kind of be out there, though.
Now.
But he still...
He do because he only do what he want to do.
Yeah, but what if it's like a...
Yeah.
He do because he...
Like when he out, he feel like he's in Drake, the character, the celebrity. But then when he's not on this shit, he's being himself.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And he ain't showing that.
And we don't see that. We don't see the real Drake that like everybody else sees.
Right. But some people put everything on there.
Oh,
I mean, damn near when you get to like reality TV and all that shit, it's like
because they got
it
to.
You putting
a lot
it all
of people
out.
Overshare.
But even on reality TV, most of that shit don't even be real.
Yeah. But their life still leaking to the media because everywhere they walk, and it's like, oh, so and so fuck so and so, or this and that, and all that shit. They've given up their privacy 100%.
That's the biggest part of it. Like, you really got to give up your privacy. Like, you're not a regular civilian no more.
Mm. Ignorance is bliss. I don't want to know everything.
I want to know some stuff, but I don't think I want to know everything.
Like, what do you want to know everything about, though?
What would I want to know?
Like, what would make you comfortable knowing everything?
Anything that has to do with my daughter, I need to know everything about it.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, anything that has anything to do with my
outside
daughter.
Outside of you, though.
Outside of me, and I want to know everything about, I guess money. Like, I would love to know how to get it.
Yeah.
Like, what's the easiest way for me to get it without fucking up my morals and values?
Can you know too much about how to get money, though?
No. I want to know because I want to get it from all the...
You can know too much about anything.
You think you can know too much about getting money?
Anything.
You know too much about getting money because you need to give me some of that knowledge.
I didn't say that. I said you can know too much about anything.
I don't know.
It can drive you crazy.
Know too much about yourself?
Maybe not yourself. Or maybe you can. I think if you know too much about anything, it can start to affect your mental. You know too much. It's like the enlightened people, the people that just know shit. And they just kind of start knowing shit. And like, damn, I don't reach this level of enlightenment.
They start living different.
Now you're like outcasting yourself from people and all that shit because you're enlightened. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, that's a good one.
So everything. I'm just saying. That's some shit. That, just because people are fucking billionaires and zillionaires don't mean they're happy.
Mm. Would you rather be a billionaire or
no,
happy?
I'm not. I'm just, this is conversation and communication. I'm just saying that. We know regular rich people that's not billionaires is not happy.
Do you think when you start to make too much sense, then you become an outcast?
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because people hate what they can't understand.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like how a few weeks ago, what's the nigga name? Orlando Brown, he came out and just was saying a whole bunch of crazy shit. And they were like, oh, I believe him. Why? Because he crazy? You can't believe in it just because he starts saying crazy.
Why you say he crazy? What if he's telling the truth?
Why? You think... What makes you know that? What makes you think he's telling the truth?
What makes you think the nigga lying?
This shit just sounds so outrageous.
Just because it sounds outrageous to you? That nigga ain't got to be lying.
A lot of people don't say some outrageous shit and in the future caught up
it
with
it. Come out that it's true.
I'm telling you.
Man, think about R. Kelly. Like, let me just put it out there. Think about R. Kelly. That shit sound outrageous as hell.
Niggas was looking at the tape.
But it sound outrageous. And then when you hear about it, you like, man, R. Kelly ain't doing that crazy. That shit outrageous. Then you start seeing tapes, and then you start looking at documentaries. You're like, damn, that nigga did that shit.
The tape came out in early 2000s. That nigga just went to jail last year. This year.
But either way it goes,
what'd he say?
A lot of shit.
A whole bunch of shit.
Don't repeat that stupid shit.
Okay. What?
It's some, whatever it is,
why he got to be lying though?
It just sounds outrageous.
It doesn't mean that he's lying just because it sounds outrageous.
The world is outrageous.
The world is outrageous.
You're saying so.
It sounded outrageous.
Is there any truth to what he said? I have no idea what he says, just for the record. But is there any truth to anything he said, or was this all bullshit?
We don't know because he said so much outrageous shit. We wasn't there.
He said something about Harriet Tubman being a Soulja Boy body.
He said that?
You don't pay attention to shit like that.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about the other shit. I don't know what the other shit y'all talking about. On the fence.
So he could just be mentally disturbed. He might not be enlightened. But there are people who are enlightened and be ahead of other people. And say shit, and then we catch up to it.
So at what point do your personal judgment play, all right, this nigga bullshit? Like, if you see a homeless person under the bridge, they're talking about, motherfucker, aliens inside me. You gonna believe them?
Sometimes when you see homeless people, whatever, they could be schizophrenic. So sometimes things in their brain, which people don't understand is people that sit schizophrenic, they use more of their brain than the average person do. So they see,
schizophrenia or autistic people?
Even schizophrenia people, they see more.
Okay. Autistic people too.
Autistic people too. But you know how it's like, sometimes if you look, you can see like little lines and shit like that. Schizophrenic people really see shit that we don't see. They see molecules, they see all that shit.
The thing how I look at this shit is, the way we was taught, everything we was taught, damn near backwards. So the people that we laughing at, that walk funny or look funny or sound funny, them might be the gifted people.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I do believe, because I've seen some...
Well, they are gifted, because they say the mentally challenged people are like the gifted people. Those are God's angels.
I've seen some of the artwork that people that are autistic do. That shit is incredible. Niggas have recreated entire skylines off one helicopter visit, one helicopter ride. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. That shit is true. But I am saying, like, you just can't, just because a nigga say some outrageous shit, don't mean you need to believe him because he outrageous.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. We talking about enlightened people, whoever that may be, who say some shit and we be like, homie tripping. And then time catches up and we see that homie one trip, whoever that may be.
Yeah, because I feel like that.
What about them fake woke-ass niggas?
Let's talk about it.
It's a lot of fake-ass woke people. Oh, God.
Because right now in social media, it's, man.
That's the fad we live in.
That's the trend right now.
The trend.
Mm. A lot what of people. They, like, what's woke?
It's a term.
Who knows?
I'm saying, like, what? Like,
it depends on what we're talking about at the time.
Let's put it in a category. What's the... Define woke.
If people, most vegans are woke.
I was about to say that, but I don't want to come for
them. It's like if you vegan.
Nah,
that bullshit. We just said earlier in the conversation that bullshit is what's fucking a nigga up.
Hold on, you could be vegan and you could be fucking yourself up too by being vegan. People don't realize that.
Yeah.
Because you got to know how to properly be a vegan.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just be like, oh, if I don't eat meat, I'm right. I'm more right than you are. You eating meat. Because we could be eating the proper meat and they eating the bullshit. And you could think you being vegan, but you still eating all this pesticides and your fucking vegetables and shit versus going to go get the good shit. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to the farmer's market and shit like that. You eating the same bullshit we eating.
The only problem I have with woke is there's always a higher level to woke.
Yeah.
So they be trying to think that you woke and you know it all, but there's always a higher level to this shit.
Like kind of
how... always
like,
a bigger bear.
So who the fakest woke nigga at?
I
ain't woke.
I'm sleeping
tomorrow. I'm like that. Like, you know how these niggas be woke? Who the fakest woke nigga y'all think?
I don't really follow the woke tribe.
I ain't gonna say it.
Well, just tell me off air.
I'll tell you off air who I think it is. I'll tell you who I think it is. I ain't gonna
say it. We'll wait till we get out here.
Say it, Shaq.
Yeah, because I was trying to say the wrong shit. Let me be quiet.
Who I think it is?
What's woke, though, besides vegan?
I feel like a lot of you don't.
Like, some people feel like.
What you were just saying about certain medical, well, you don't just accept everything and you do your own research or you have your own mind.
And when you have a difference of opinion,
my dog woke. It's a consciousness. You
my dog woke.
You
Dread, what the name?
That's
the one that was out there with the guns?
No, who came on our show.
Oh, he's talking about Raspy.
Raspy woke.
Yeah, Raspy has done.
Raspy definitely woke.
Raspy has done his research.
Oh, he kind of woke.
No, I'm saying Raspy has done his research. He has his beliefs. There are things that Raspy believes that I believe, and there's things that Raspy believes that I don't believe.
Like?
Oh, for real?
I'm not getting into that.
Okay.
But I'm just saying there's different levels of woke. That's the
what
thing.
What about our other boy who came on there?
RZA?
RZA.
Yeah.
RZA, that's the...
RZA, Captain Woke. Captain Woke Miracle.
The Muslim. He was saying a whole bunch of points now.
Yeah,
he was
saying some real shit.
He was saying some real shit, but then it was
when
some
they start
stuff.
Blocking you and shit like that. That means you probably
that means
fish.
You done struck a nerve.
Or
like you, when they start trying to
silence you.
Trying to silence you. That means like that woke shit kind of real.
Yeah,
it could be shit.
But them fake woke niggas, they let it ride out. They done for you. You sleep right.
You on the wrong path, my boy.
Yeah, but I have a question. What if they think that the they is trying to block them, but it ain't no they trying to block them? It's just.
When they keep taking your paid down and shit.
Who is, I mean, Instagram is a private entity. It ain't the government ain't running Instagram.
It's a bigger picture. They can put the pressure.
But I'm just saying, like, okay, let's say all that is facts. But I'm just saying, what if a person that's woke think the government got something to do with it, but it ain't that. It's just that, like Jay was saying, bullshit comments could get shit
that
knocked
nigga,
off
that,
the page.
It wasn't he too.
Much and then you got people that don't even like that shit, so they could just be sitting there reporting the page. All day, every day.
Why don't
ain't
they
got
like
shit to do with the government?
So y'all think Trump woke?
To a certain extent.
You know who not woke?
I don't believe Trump was on bullshit all the time.
Sleepy Joe.
Y'all don't think Trump woke?
I think he woke. He be knowing some shit. Trump know more shit than we do.
Where that mic at? Pass that mic around.
Trump hater.
No.
You hate Trump?
I don't hate anyone. Yeah, I live in my truth.
Kanye woke.
For sure.
Kanye the GOAT. He on the song.
Kanye the GOAT.
Whatever. Can we name somebody that's not a Gemini?
Oh, because he do be naming all the fucking Geminis because he want to be like, bank woke? Yeah, you woke.
I ain't woke. Damn, I'm
sleep.
Sleepy and a motherfucker. Shit, okay, wait to go home and go to sleep. I'm not woke. Don't listen to me. I'll tell you some bullshit. Take what you like and throw the rest of it away. Like eating a steak.
Discard the rest.
Like eating a steak, man. Eat the good part and throw the tea away. The T-bone part, throw that shit away, man. Because I'm going to give you a T-bone and my shit. I ain't woke.
What's woke? Like somebody that...
We just said it's like it's a different level of consciousness where you don't just accept shit.
I like listening to them fake woke ass nigga like, yeah.
Because you got something.
Like the people on Twitter that be trying to cancel everybody all the time.
Nah, that ain't the fake woke. I'm talking about the people that feel like if you take like some... this for me, this is what fake woke is. People telling people if you take these certain type of herbs, your cancer gonna go away. Or people that's telling them...
Oh, that like, ain't like not fake woke. Ain't fake. It's like, well, you know, people have their opinions, but I'm just saying...
Sebi was woke, but you got. I'm saying now you got
still
people.
Woke probably,
but exactly, you got people that that used to be whatever they used to be, and just woke up today and decided to be like, you know, holy.
That's their new.
What about these fake ass street niggas who just all of a sudden woke up? Like, bro, you ain't woke, bro.
What if they think that about you?
I ain't woke.
But I'm just saying, what if they think that about you?
How?
They got a right.
Cause he a new bank.
But I ain't woke.
Does he work out?
That's all I do.
Yeah, you work out. You speak different.
How? What I said different?
I'm just saying you speak different.
What see,
I
said woke, woke is not a bad.
Tell me what I said
woke is not a bad term. Like
what I said different.
You ameliorate.
I'm just different. I ain't woke.
Yeah, you different. So you're I'm just in saying, a different. Like,
I'm still
somebody...
to my core. I'm still some bullshit though.
I'm crying.
I'm just being real. To my core, I'm still me. I'm talking about niggas who, like we were saying a couple episodes, like, I'm focused, I'm at church, I don't see no fine ladies, I'm this, I'm that.
Oh,
I'm that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
those
yeah.
type of people lying to they self, like,
yeah.
I don't do nothing, mm-hmm. like.
I'm a man of God.
That's not woke.
What that is?
Although, that could be religious, spiritual, something. Woke is just a different consciousness. It's just like that half glass, half full, half empty shit or whatever, all that shit. It's just when you see something different.
So well, I'm talking about something else, then. I ain't talking about woke.
Nah,
because like even you going,
you talking
to,
about
like,
these conscious people who are like
they think
lying,
trying
they
to be leaders,
they
right?
They
might,
we're
they might be false
from.
Leaders, like they're leading people into some bullshit.
Yeah,
some of them are
false prophets.
Well, whatever, right? But like some of them are woke and leading people in the right direction. Some of them are leading people in the wrong direction.
I ain't telling no nigga to follow me nowhere.
Bro, they following you.
But they follow you.
But that's their choice.
Literally. Yeah.
I ain't trying to got there.
You still have a new consciousness.
Yes.
Whether you like it or not, you still have a new consciousness.
You
think different.
But what I'm saying is niggas who doing that shit for a purpose, like.
But he's not standing up on the podium making YouTube.
He's not saying woke. That's what I'm saying. I'm not
like,
saying he's woke. I say you're in a new consciousness. I think people focus too much
on
the word
woke. If people are enlightened off of what I do, then that's different. Mm-hmm. I'm saying me waking up every day. Trying to kick this. I don't want to say woke, but I don't know. I don't know
you
what
you are
word.
A conscious influencer.
What?
So you're in a new conscious and you influence people. You're not charging. You're not charging them to do it. You're just doing it. And
but
then,
he's
hey,
not trying to do it.
That's what
it.
I said. He's not charging.
He's not
them.
Active. It's not
no
even
malicious.
About charging. He's not actively trying to. Sway someone's
that's
opinion.
What I just said. There's no malicious. There's no malicious intent to it.
Are trying on purpose to get people to think the way that they think.
Right, I get that
because they're portraying this image that they have a
like
higher
we gotta
knowledge.
Figure it out. I don't feel like I got to figure it out. I feel like today I feel like this way. Tomorrow I might feel like this. The next day I might feel like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So don't like even the shit that I say. Sometimes I be had to take my own advice. Because sometimes you'll sound like you're contradicting yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I be like, shit. Even when I said goddamn, when I was like, bro, I'm going to change my eating habits. I'm going to goddamn, I'm going to be a vegetarian.
Okay.
I can't be no motherfucking vegan because they tell me like, you can't eat cheese and shit.
Yeah.
I like cheese.
No animal products.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I like chicken
and fish
and shit. So yeah. I'd be lying like hell in them motherfuckers. Hungry as a motherfucker talking about I'm a vegan.
Yeah.
I can't. That'll be a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about these pork eating ass goddamn Muslims. You know what I'm saying?
You like, even my pork.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Like, you're a Muslim.
Yeah. You
in the daytime, you know what I'm saying? You praying goddamn. You doing all that what Muslims do. But then you go home and be a whole nother nigga.
Right.
How that work?
Or you go to Houston's and get a Hawaiian pork chop.
What's that?
That's some bullshit. But a lot of people do that. And it's a big-ass contradiction. Yeah. A lot of people do that. They put on their face of what they want the society to look at them, mm-hmm. and then when they go behind closed doors, you see the real them. Mm-hmm. But to society, that's a lot of fucking mass speakers do that.
But I feel like your shit will come across better if you let people know, like,
the real you.
I'm a work in progress, too.
Yeah,
I'm just talking y'all through what I'm going through, what I'm trying to do.
And, bro,
don't listen to me
because
I ain't woke.
But a lot of people wouldn't have the following as the people that's sitting there like, I got it all figured out. People want to go to the people that feel like they got it all figured out.
A lot of them people is scamming and making money.
Exactly. They're scamming and making money, but
when you're charging for it, right? Not to say you shouldn't charge for your knowledge and whatever you got going on. But when you're charging for it, you develop this really big following, it becomes a little cultish.
But you got to live by it, though. I feel like if before I do that, if I did that, I'd be actually living by it.
If you did that, you'll be entitled to it because now you're doing it with no malicious intent.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
If you get to that point where you say, I finna charge for this shit, buy my book, you can do that.
Yes.
Because you already changed people's lives.
Exactly.
And mentalities.
Exactly. But if you I'm not trying to sell nothing that I ain't bought myself.
Right. For $99.99.
But people do that all the time.
I know, that's what
popular.
We're talking about. No, I'm talking about before they're popular. Some people just got good game. For $99.99, I'll change your life. I promise you. And people go for it. Because there's scam artists everywhere.
And it depends on what that person going through at that moment.
For sure, if they're vulnerable.
Pure astute. Yeah. Some people, that's where the astute is. Some people know that they catch on quick to act fake woke.
Mm-hmm.
And play on other people to feel like I'm woke
too.
So I'm finna sell this fake woke shit
manipulation
to some sleepy niggas.
Manipulation.
To some sleepy niggas.
Contradiction.
Big facts. Yeah.
Right or wrong?
Nah, you're right. Yeah.
Because if you're selling, you always gotta find the buyers. Because ain't no point in selling some shit that ain't nobody gonna buy into.
Yeah. It's just like niggas been coming to me all day like, bro, I got the goddamn drink, bro. I need you to put your face on the goddamn telephone. Mm-hmm. How you lost the weight. Well, hell no.
Mm-mm. Right, exactly.
Mm-mm. Hell, I look like, nigga, that shit ain't FDC, whatever. FDA approved. You gonna kill somebody with that shit on my face, nigga. Hell, I look like. Yeah. I'm not finna sell nobody no shit that I ain't took.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for real, yeah.
Nigga asked me all day, bro, how you did it, bro? Bro, just did it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I did. I just did it, bro. Mm-hmm. I can't explain this shit.
You just changed all your habits.
Yeah, I just did something.
Yeah.
Just took it serious.
Made a conscious decision.
Yeah.
I'm finna do this shit.
One day at a time.
But I'd be a fake-ass nigga to be out here. See, I did 26 push-ups on Monday, and Tuesday I ran 6 miles, and that's fake.
But that's what they do.
That's what they do, though.
A lot of people do that.
That's like the girls with the BBLs. They gonna get BBLs and all of a sudden all on personal trainers and shit.
They start selling the tummy tea.
All of a sudden they know how to get this bomb-ass body that the doctor gave to them. They can't even get for them
themselves. And to be honest, a lot of motherfuckers disappeared during the pandemic because they got the goddamn body during the pandemic. Now they want to sell the shit and say, hey, I got this shit drinking this tummy tea and you can get it too. If you get the waist trainer, it's half off.
Yeah, I can't endorse no shit like that. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. You wouldn't do it for some M's?
Nah. Unless I actually tried it, then lost some more weight off of it. Yeah, yeah.
Work, you lose 1 pound off of it, you in there.
No,
3. Nah, but if I get on some shit and try it for about 30 days and it worked, like, okay, this shit actually worked. I ain't sick or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put your face out on some shit to make people sick, start a new goddamn pandemic, then what?
They gonna sue you. They ain't even gonna sue the other people.
They gonna sue everything.
You gonna be the bullshit.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I just don't understand this shit, man. This shit is unfathomable.
What, the wokeness?
Yeah, or just, man.
And I, like I said, I think the woke term just gets pounded. Like, it's just, like, we had...
Well, all these woke-ass niggas were before the internet, though.
In a library? I was going to say,
on the corners, on our street corners, trying to give us them books and shit.
Sleep.
Selling bean pies.
It's only with two people got there woke when we were growing up. That nigga with the downtown with the... With the fatigue on.
Yeah.
And the old lady who had the signs. Only two woke people I knew growing up.
Oh, look, so let me ask y'all this. I'm not trying to get off subject or no shit like that. But Kodak just made me think about some shit. Like, when it comes to bean pies, right? You know, the niggas that sell the bean pies. Do they get paid a salary to sell the bean pies? Or are they expected to live off of...
Bean
whatever they earn off of selling the bean pies.
Neither.
Who make the bean pies?
No, it's
that's
neither.
What I want
it's,
to know.
It's, from my understanding...
And what
kind
of beans are in the pie?
Nah, from my understanding, the bean pies is
hell
from a Muslim culture. So it's almost like...
I don't like beans.
No, nah, well, ain't even beans
in it. Ain't no beans
it ain't beans.
So why the fuck they call it a bean pie?
Misleading people.
First of all, from my understanding, the bean pies is from
the hell they be having.
Yeah, it's from the Muslim culture. It's from the Muslim culture. It's almost like if you go to church and it's donation based. So they don't get paid from none of that shit. That's just them giving their offerings and them telling the world
about
what's going on.
So you mean to tell me
they don't get paid from that? That's almost like community service work.
Outside
in the traffic,
in the heat, in a suit on the corner. For hours and hours and hours.
No, it's
free.
It's not a package deal.
It's not really. Yeah, they don't look at it for free. They look at it for giving the knowledge to the people.
Mm.
Like, it's like almost like
so church that work. Knowledge pays the light bill and the.
They probably got other wrong. Work that yeah, they yeah, do. They probably
get money off the monsters.
They get money, but it's kind of like.
So they basically, in essence, are getting a salary, and that's just one of the jobs that the salary encompasses.
Okay, that's their job, so I'm sure they're making some money. But what I'm saying is the mentality was like, okay, we have these bean pies. The bean pies are in the hood. They taste good. While I'm selling this bean pie, I'm also
going to get you. How you know they taste good?
Because I've eaten them. What I'm saying, people like bean pies. That's why they sell.
So what the fuck are they
made of? You're not letting me finish. So after you get the bean pie, they also try to get you the final call. And if you read the final call, then you'll get some knowledge from the final call.
Yes.
That's the process and the purpose. And we're also going to sell you fruit because fruit is the healthiest food that you can have.
Yes. Okay, but back to the pies. What are the fucking pies made of?
I don't know. I don't make bean pies. I've eaten them.
What
they made of?
Navy beans.
What the fuck are navy beans?
I don't know.
Navy
it tastes beans. Good. I love bean pies.
I just know
pies.
They good. They taste sweet.
No.
It tastes like sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
With custard, eggs, and sugar.
Do you sell these pies? They're made with navy beans, and they're also made with eggs, sugar, and other stuff. It tastes like a sweet potato pie.
Yeah, it tastes like a pie. Like
so you get a little pie.
When it comes with religion, when religion come into play, it's like a purpose behind it. So I get that. I'm talking about Instagram woke niggas. Man. I ain't talking about the, like...
Oh, like the people that be posting fake shit, like they don't do no research. They say, oh, this shit sound good. I'm going to repost it. And it be wrong as fuck.
Huh? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Y'all ever seen people reposting misinformation? Y'all ain't never seen that shit?
We've all done it before when they say somebody.
What,
when they say somebody yeah, give me a shot. Or they the say something about somebody and then they retract it and everybody it's all over the place.
Like, no, that's misinformation.
No, the people that was posting like saying some shit like what was that shit they was drinking they said it killed COVID. Like it was something.
Chlorophyll.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about though. But yeah,
chlorophyll like is good for you.
No, it wasn't chlorophyll.
Hydrochlorous.
Yeah, hydrochlorous, whatever that was. People that was reposting that shit, but it was really killing niggas.
It was. What? It was.
You know what I'm talking about.
I think I gotta show y'all who I'm talking about, man. Like,
well, we can just say who it is. But what you mean? You mean like?
Is it?
Yeah, what I'm talking about.
People on Instagram.
A nigga who's selling something, but you don't know what you buying.
A snake doctor.
No, that's just scammer.
Snake oil salesman.
A snake doctor.
Because you can be doing that on some fitness shit, some religious shit, some financial literacy shit. Like, it's all kind of scams from every angle.
I for sure done got scammed over some business shit before. I just knew I was going to order this nigga masterclass, and I, for some odd reason, my brain told me I was going to make a whole bunch of money based off of how he the fucking
market. 99,
what was that?
Yeah, based off how he marketed this shit. But when I got the fucking file, it was nothing but you need an LLC, the same stupid shit that I could have Googled. So it's just about
marketing.
Like, it was some dumb shit like business. I don't know.
$99.99 is the going rate.
Yeah, and if you get 10 people to get, that's a stack.
Even a corporation be scamming too, though. Just think about how much shit you buy from the store and it don't work. How you think it won't work and don't take it back. Mm-hmm. Like I just bought a heating pad for my back the other day. That shit didn't even get hot. I was just like, throw it in the drawer.
Right.
Why?
$79 for it.
Wait, where was that? Where you get
$79?
Huh?
Where you get it from?
Target.
Give it to me. I'll go take it back.
And I got a receipt. But it just like, you know what I'm saying? And it just like, you just be thinking like,
it's not worth the hassle.
I ain't gonna take this shit. Yeah. Man, this shit probably ain't working today. Yeah. You go to shaking the cord and nigga, this shit don't work.
Right.
Nah, take that shit back. Big
or
dog.
It don't work the way you want it to work or whatever.
I got so much shit at home that don't work or I bought it, didn't like it and.
Mm-hmm. Call me. I'll take it back, get your money.
It's sales though.
Huh?
It's sales.
Yeah, but it ain't even the big corporations because it's like big corporations bought from small corporations, like from small businesses and just put it in their stores.
It was a Sunbeam.
Oh, Sunbeam.
You know, they got where you stick your finger in there and feel it like, damn, this shit is soft. Let me get them. and they say it got the hot and the cold. But get with the cold, you got to stick the shit in the freezer.
Right.
I think this shit, you going to turn on, it going to get cold. Like, man, it's a whole fucking scam.
Yeah, did you reach to the back when you got it? You still got to do that old school reach to the back, you know?
Oh, don't get the one that they put in the front.
No, you never get the ones in the front. You got to reach to the back. Because the ones in the front be falling and shit breaking.
My wife be cussing me out about something. I want y'all opinion. I think bottled water is a scam.
No.
I
do.
Nah. No. Well, older people do because back in the day,
they used to drink tap
water.
My
wife drink didn't tap have water. You didn't have to buy water.
I like
tap water.
I like tap water and I like underarm water.
Smell funny.
And y'all think I be tripping when
but
I
y'all
when
got
I
go a fucking filter water. Mm-hmm. Y'all got that. Don't like, y'all water filter?
Filter water too,
I'm with her then, because y'all water
filter
tastes
water
good.
Come out the refrigerator, right?
Yeah.
But it tastes good.
She drink tap filter, whatever.
Even
she,
y'all water out the socket got the little filter thing on it, don't it?
Tap water is supposed to be filtered if it comes from your faucet, not like the bathroom faucet. But if it comes from your kitchen faucet, it's supposed to be filtered. It goes
through
a treatment.
But don't y'all got like the extra filter thing on y'all?
We have that in the fridge.
Oh, you got your fridge give you water too?
Yeah, it's an extra.
Fancy, y'all.
You got a refrigerator that don't get water?
Yeah, he got a white refrigerator.
He still got the white
my
box.
My shit black, first of all. I'm not,
it's
I'm
still
not,
open
I'm
like
not
this?
Up to metallic.
Do the shit make ice? Or you still got the turning ice tray?
Oh, we got the shit up. Yeah. You got
why the fuck you fill this shit up? Why the fuck you put this shit back in here empty?
Come on, Cody. You got to get you an ice maker, Mike.
Yeah,
that's how you make them Kool-Aid.
Drink any kind of water.
I'm still
in the
trenches,
water,
man.
Water to me.
Especially
that's what
when
she be saying. I be bougie. I be
wanting. You're
refrigerated metallic.
Yeah, I need a bottle.
You got a metal fridge.
Preferably spring water.
She's out of here, man.
I definitely like bottled water more.
Is it a scam though?
I like
why do we think
water.
It's better?
It's not. No. It's
well,
not.
Why do we think it's better? We talk about being
better.
Astute and all this shit.
Because some water tastes different. Like Dasani water to me is disgusting.
Taste or a feel?
What if?
Hold on, let me ask you this. Do you put ice in your bottle of water?
I just have it in the fridge. Because if you put ice in it, then that's
it's
the
same
I'm
shit.
Like, that's the same
ice
shit.
Put ice in the cup, then pour your bottle of water.
Yeah, I've done that before.
That's the same thing as drinking tap water.
So y'all all know and stand on and believe that if we had two glasses of water that everybody tried right now, you know the difference between the tap and
absolutely.
The bottle?
I will.
Absolutely.
We can do it next Big Facts.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Let's try that.
Yeah, I definitely think
we can do it now.
The Big
Fat Water, there. Tap water.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, do my freaking tap water.
The tap water. This shit take funny here,
screaming at my house.
That's Crystal Springs, man. Nah, see, y'all
look,
know that's Crystal Springs.
This shit didn't even pop.
Because it was already open.
Scream did these at the house and gave them to us like it was regular.
Yeah, scam man.
I ain't never seen a drink one.
You never drink them. And you tell us to drink
right
it.
Now.
You always tell us to drink it. And then
click,
the screen on here is small as fuck. Like,
it's
I don't even
Crystal
think this
Springs.
Is real.
Drink it, Scream.
From what water? From the Georgia Ocean?
He must drink that shit.
Came from Crystal Springs.
Georgia don't have an ocean.
Exactly.
He got that shit from Lake Lee.
Exactly.
Crystal Springs, man.
From the Georgia Ocean.
Google Crystal Springs.
Chattahoochee.
Right?
Chattahoochee food works.
That shit don't say no Chattahoochee.
She say Chattahoochee train for
it.
Drink it, Scream. All of it.
Scream gonna make himself throw up after this. He is not fuck with that water.
I like the water.
That water's disgusting. If you like that water, you like tap water.
But I'm going to be honest.
Sure
I support it. Well, I think bottled water's a scam. But I support it. I'm just trained into it.
You think...
You can test that shit. And alkaline machines and all that shit.
I've seen that on TikTok. And it said, like, the water, like...
What's your go-to brand for water, though? Like, bottled water?
It used to be Smart Water until I watched a TikTok and they said that that's like the worst water for
bullshit.
You. It's some
really?
Super long. It's some
that.
Super bullshit.
I like
Essentia.
I like Boss, and I like Crystal Geyser.
Y'all have had Pamela?
And Crystal Geyser is the best water because you can get a whole six pack of that shit for $1.29 at Kroger. And it's the best spring water ever in life, I swear.
See, I'm from
LA.
I like, what's
Panel
that?
Water.
Arrow, what's it? Arrowhead. We had Arrowhead water in LA. I like that.
Sometimes plastic.
Deer park
tastes
disgusting.
Like milk.
You do?
That's milk? What I got in the refrigerator back there.
It tastes like milk?
Yes.
Water,
it really ain't about the
Deer
water.
Deer park is nasty.
Really
Dasani
the
is nasty.
Y'all don't like Icelandic water?
Who?
Icelandic
is some good
Do
water.
Y'all know if y'all leave y'all water in y'all car, y'all let the let it get hot, y'all
the
water gonna change.
Plastic.
Yeah, the plastic will
shit.
Make
That's
it change.
It's not
flavors.
About the water, it's about the bottom.
Yeah.
My shit go
from. Have y'all tried the box water from Jaden Smith? I wanna try that.
What the fuck?
Huh? He has a box water.
Why? Because like, Jaden Smith?
Fuck him.
That ain't fuck him, but it's in box. Like, apparently box is better for you
He's
than
the
plastic. Yeah.
I think Mike will invest in that shit. You throw it down, it just...
And it goes into the...
Oh, so you can litter with that.
Yeah.
It just like
decompose.
Go back. Yeah. It just decompose.
But it's box water. So apparently the box is... Like, well, water start tasting nasty based off the plastic being heat up and cold and all that dumb shit. But if it's box...
Who the hell made that water in the can? That shit nasty.
Liquid death.
You got water in the can?
No, it's called liquid death.
Yep,
liquid
that's death. What it is.
Yeah.
That don't even sound like something you should drink.
They tried to give it to us at one of the podcasts.
Dirty glove.
Yeah, I taste that shit. That shit, it just tastes like
I thought that shit was alcohol.
Like up in a tank, drink of soda.
I thought that shit was alcohol when I first
tasted it. The presentation don't make you want that shit.
It's a skull on the can.
Liquid death?
It's a skull
liquid
on the can.
Liquid death?
Who liquid shit is death.
That? We just dissing like that.
Yeah, y'all just talking cash shit about their stuff.
It's some celebrity
our
invested
opinion
in.
Opinion is.
Y'all hating.
That was Johnny Taylor though, put water in the can.
Yeah. Water in the can.
Call it liquid death, bro.
But what does the water in the aluminum do?
I don't know.
Liquid
that
death?
That shit ain't taste like.
Best
but
water
I drink water
the
out of canteen. You know, out of the little shit with the, they keep it.
The well?
No.
The cooler.
Gas glass bottle.
You know the shit you work out with, man.
Oh, yeah. The thermos.
That shit got aluminum inside, right?
Yeah, that's good. Aluminum and glass, the best way to
do it. But that don't taste like the can shit.
But even those thermos, what are they called?
Thermostats. Thermal.
No, it's not thermostats. Thermos.
They're
supposed to be good for you because the water and then just stay up in there versus like plastic.
And it stay cold.
Yeah. Like you said, the glass bottles are really good for you too. But you're not buying. You're not paying for the water. You paying for the fucking glass at that point.
So, and I don't want to be under that much pressure taking that
this bottle was a scam.
Technically, yes.
What's the biggest scam in America?
Insurance.
The government. I'm crying.
Insurance.
Taxes.
Insurance and taxes. Yeah.
Taxes.
Part of
sure.
me want to say college too.
Yeah, taxes.
Insurance.
Taxes. College.
The fact that you have to pay for college.
And the fact that you got to pay for water, because water is naturally ours. So why the fuck do we got to pay for water?
Too. Nigga, like, if they could charge you for air, they would.
No, I'm just saying, water is the biggest scam because water is...
The name of a cold?
Huh?
AC?
Oh,
air conditioning.
Oh,
yeah.
AC, they do pay us for air. Yeah,
yeah.
We do got to pay for air.
Yeah.
But I feel like water is a scam because it's naturally ours. They don't got to make water. Like, that shit just come and then...
You got to filter that shit.
So what?
You don't know what they doing to this shit, though. We're assuming...
But just imagine everybody's house had like a thing in the front, and so when it rained, it just come down in your house and they purify it.
Oh, you know that's illegal in some states, right? You can't collect the rainwater.
That's crazy because in like Virginia, they got wells. So they don't have to pay a water bill. They got wells in front of their house. My sister do. They got wells in front of their house, and then the water go inside the wells and filter it out, and that's what they use in their house.
Hmm.
Like they don't have to pay like a water bill like we do.
So you woke Kodak?
Yeah, nah. Nope.
He gotta be. He got gloves
you woke
on.
Jay.
Hell no.
What about you, Shrey?
For sure.
Shots on my ass.
Just living in my true king.
What about you, Shay?
I am.
Should I be texting
I'm on
these,
the
like,
higher
grand rising king?
Yeah, for sure. I'm on the higher conscious. I feel like
I don't do the grand rising king and all, but I feel like I'm very conscious and I'm aware.
You never told nigga grand rising.
What they went to all that?
Like, what's up?
Good, I'm not a biscuit.
Good morning.
I mean, I just say good morning. What the fuck? What's the deal? Fuck.
I block her ass so quick.
But I'm very conscious. Like, I'm very aware. I'm very into my
surroundings. So you call niggas king that make you... I call people king, I ain't...
No. The king ain't the woke part. The grand rising. Because the reason why they say it, because they don't like... Oh, you saying good morning. Like, they think morning is in, like, the bad shit.
I ain't never heard that.
Yeah, no, this is true.
But I'm just saying,
I ain't never heard.
You ain't been around no work person. TikTok shit.
No, that's real woke shit. I don't want to say good morning because there's nothing good about morning. Shut the fuck up.
But isn't the morning and morning is sad
Kodak
is different?
The views of Kodak and Big Homie's house.
Isn't morning is sad and morning and good morning different?
Yes, it's spelled different. It's two different words, but
it's
they
a
think
new day, happy new day. It ain't, you know, whatever. We here.
Good morning.
Grand Rising. Good morning.
Top of the top.
However you want to do it.
Grand Rising.
In my opinion.
I'm finna go get woke after I leave here.
You already
see
woke.
See if I can sell some shit. Fuck that.
You already woke, man.
I ain't woke enough. I'm finna have that goddamn... Lose weight in 30 days, juice tomorrow.
Big
juice in a jump rope.
Big Banks workout plan. All for you for $19.99.
As long as it's $99.99.
$9.99?
Not quite $100. It's $99.99.
I was underselling it.
Yeah.
$99.99.
I wonder if the nigga was woke that made our shoes on that shit back
then. Well, you hate them shoes, huh?
Are you talking about the designer?
Yeah.
This shit hard. Shout out to B-Right, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. B-Right is definitely woke.
My head ain't that big no more, B-Right.
Yeah. You know you look like the man of Proud Family?
B-Wright gave me a whole bunch of split ends.
You ever watch
Proud
Family?
Okay.
Like the, okay, I'm too young. Never mind. Air Force. I'm going to show it to you. Hey, you're going to cry laughing.
Astute. It's good to be astute, but ignorance can be bliss. That's part of what we got from today.
Wake up.
And wake up.
It's be, an art
be,
to
be,
ignorance.
Be woke, but don't
you
know be woke.
Said, don't well, be too woke. You need to write that down.
No, that was Mike Will said on what about last time. It's an art to ignorance. It is, though.
It is.
Because you can do some stupid ass shit that go the right way. You do stupid ass shit to go the wrong way, too, but you can, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all think so? Huh?
They sleep.
What you guys think?
They not woke.
He
not
woke. We woke up this bitch.
Man, they fall.
You said it's an art to ignorance?
It is.
I don't get it.
Just think about every nigga who say they made a hit say they was just bullshitting. And that's the truth. Mm-hmm. Like when you make hit records, it don't be the ones you trying to make unless you just a hit maker. You know what I'm saying? Like you Dr. Dre and them and shit like that. Drake and them. You know they making hits, but the like
most
the
hits are
luck, the niggas who luck up, been rapping 20 years, then you go in there and goddamn
fuck
bullshit.
Around. Playing
my best, huh? You think he tried? You think he thought that was it?
I know he didn't think that was
it. Ain't going back and forth with these niggas. That's ignorance. But that's an art. Yeah. I ain't going back and forth with these niggas. How many times I want to say that?
A lot.
This man playing. This is a comedian, but he want to be a rapper too. And that's that nigga shit went number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That smile, bitch.
It is, though, huh?
That smile, bitch, sold it.
Smile, bitch. Smile, bitch.
Oh, come on.
Every goddamn comedian. That's an
art.
Nah,
you can't say that.
That's an art.
Being a comedian? Being funny?
Yeah. Some people look at that as ignorance. Mm. Shit, we say on this show, nigga, bitch, fuck you, suck my dick, nigga. That's ignorant to some people, but this shit is art. This shit is on revolt. Television.
Salute,
very astute. These folks got big boy cameras and big boy lights and Deleons and shit.
Deleons.
Hey, y'all talking about it's an art to this shit. And we ain't woke.
At all.
Y'all didn't say y'all was woke.
Who said that?
You said you was woke.
I didn't say. I just did like this. I played the fifth.
No, she said she was something else.
I didn't say I was woke.
Bitch!
I'm awake.
I just said it's an art.
Nah, but it is an art.
Oh, my God.
No, for sure.
Y'all remember they had the goddamn... y'all remember
stupid
we had that
bitch.
Little... nah, real shit. Y'all remember we had that little wave of goddamn...
Oh, my God.
I don't know how to say it without sounding... But like... just say A-Town. And all them
influencers.
The influencers.
You ain't got no bitches.
Yeah, you remember that shit was a trendy for a minute. Y'all remember that
fad.
Shit?
It was fad to be a special.
What happened to them?
Shit, they had to get back to reality.
Welvin.
They had to wake up.
From L.A.
Yeah, he be back out there.
Yeah, he be.
That's who we need to get on the show. What his name?
Birdman.
He woke now. What remember?
Boot gang. He go by his real name now.
I thought his shit was still wired.
Yeah, John Cabana.
Yeah, he cleaned himself up.
His shit was still wired shut. He couldn't really talk like
that.
Nah,
he completely. His skin like 5 shades lighter than anything.
Oh wow!
He still got them tattoos and shit on.
Yeah, he do got all them tattoos, but he literally looked like another person, and the way he speak is completely different. Remember, he was going viral by doing stupid ass shit all day.
And then he get busted up.
Man. Yeah, went to jail a few times.
He was influencing the kids to do that shit too. Cause back then, that's right when I started teaching. The motherfuckers was doing crazy shit. Boom gang.
He probably had a what you call it when you have some shit to make you change?
Awakening.
A life
altering
experience.
Yeah.
He might be
woke. That man went to jail and realized this shit for play.
That jail will wake your ass up.
Nah, that nigga got busted up and realized.
That jail and that fire wake your ass up.
That
woke that nigga up.
That nigga realized he wasn't in virtual reality no more.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm. Damn.
Yeah, we need to get that boy Boom. What the name is?
Boom.
John
Cabana.
Cabana.
John Cabana,
bitch.
My niggas.
John Cabana.
That ain't that nigga's name.
That is his real name.
Look, Google that shit real quick.
Anybody
that's his real name. I'm correct. John Cabana. That's his real name.
So that nigga's mama named him John Gabbana?
His last name Gabbana.
His first name John.
Dolce.
Yeah, what?
Come on, man.
You talking about Dolce Gabbana?
Misinformation.
I can't do this no more. Get him out of here. Scream.
Man, salute, man. Follow us.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.